Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the very next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about great land buys. They don't matter if you don't sell it. Great show again, Jill. Before we start, let's hear some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
Hey, I'm pretty proud of myself. Uh-oh. I started a meetup group. I was searching here in Scottsdale for
Excellent idea.
You like this?
Why didn't I think of that?
We should
talk more, you and I.
Yeah, maybe. I was trying to find a Scottsdale women's business owners meetup group, and I could not find one. So I made one.
I couldn't find one.
I'm starting one, and it has nothing but, you know, TBA, everything. Well, I've got one person that already signed up.
That's great.
I thought that was really funny.
You're the perfect person to host a thing like that.
Thank you.
That's great.
I'm pretty excited. I'm going to do it here and then back and forth in California as well. So I think that'd be really fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, before we start the show, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our online free community.
Jesse says, I'm new here and just beginning to learn. So here's my first question. What do you do if an option buyer disappears and leaves behind stuff such as a trailer?
You celebrate.
Oh, good question. Exactly. Love it.
This has happened to us. It's happened to anybody who's probably done more than 20 or 30 transactions, land type transactions. Sometimes people buy on terms and they leave stuff laying around. I mean, 95% of the time, it's maybe 99% of the time, it's a good deal. The only thing you really want to be concerned about to directly answer the question seriously is if they leave some environmental hazardous stuff around, you know. And that's never happened to me. I've heard stuff like that, but... But, man, if somebody leaves a trailer around, especially if it's a nice one, I don't think it's such a bad deal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now it's improved.
Yeah. Well, now it's not vacant land anymore. Exactly, Jill. Now it's like, you know.
And I didn't have to do anything.
So. Sometimes people, you know how you leave money in a suit from 3 years ago? Find some money in there? That's what just happened, I think. That's how I would describe it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, great land buys do not matter if they don't sell. This is the meat of the show. Jill, how do you sell real estate online? What do you do personally?
Put it everywhere and price it
right.
Everywhere. And price it right. It's two points there.
And so to price it right, you got to buy it right. Man, I sound like a broken record sometimes.
Well, that's it. Show's over. Here we go.
No, so this happens. For new people, it happens all the time, and that's really what prompted the title of this show. People have a lot of questions before they start out in this about sales, not so much about acquisitions for some reason. Probably because we talk about acquisitions all the time and never about sales because we sell everything overnight, it seems like. But, you know, the whole key is that you got to prep for sales right from the beginning. You have to get the internet ball rolling. I cover it in the Cash Flow from Land program 400 times. You got to start the sales process long before you have any inventory of property. And I see people on Success Plant very, very early in their careers taking my advice pretty seriously, starting websites, getting a phone number established that's never going to go away. They don't use your cell phone kind of thing. And prep for sales right from day one. Long before you learn how to buy and sell real estate the right way.
I love it. Well, we talk about that. I think I'm repeating you, but in the program, Jack, you know, as you're building this and you're thinking about it, get your website going, get your, you know, your media ball rolling and all that good stuff, so you have a presence out there when people come and find you.
Right.
So, and that's part of your sales. That's because you're going to put your property out there everywhere and you want people to be able to find you.
Yep.
So that's it. That's kind of funny. You know what else I was going to say? If they don't sell, I watch some of our people get a little panicky because they're like, oh, 7 days went by. Okay. Hold on a moment, everyone. Sometimes you can get a little, anxious, you know, and you just gotta just sit back and wait. Cause as sure as I watch everybody do this. So 7 days go by, they panic. 14 days go by, panic. And then day 15, it sells.
Right.
Oh, and then by the way, now day 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, here come more calls and you go, oh man, I could have sold it for more.
You can set your watch by it.
It's hilarious. But if you do it right, you know, and like Jack and I, you know, say, put it out there everywhere. Just be patient. It's okay. Don't panic and don't get hung up on that one property.
You know, it's appropriate for me to mention that there's only two reasons property doesn't sell, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you listen to the show, you've heard me say it now 10 times probably. Number one is it's priced too high. Mm-hmm. That happens a lot with houses and mortgages and stuff because, you know, just because you buy it, you know, and you pay on the mortgage for 5 years, you'd be shocked at how little, how little the principal has gone down in a short amount of time. So that's why people get in trouble with houses. But if you pay cash for it like this and you buy it right, you've licked one of the two. So property that's not priced right doesn't sell well. That's ridiculously obvious. And secondly, it could be the greatest priced property in the world, but if nobody knows about it, it's not going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So the second thing is you got to just post it everywhere. And we run through that in the Cash Flow from Land program in great detail. Mm-hmm. You have to put a system together. And regardless of the type of property or the fact that it's sold overnight, or you know who's going to buy it or any of that, you need to post it in the beginning of your career in a machine-like fashion every single place that you've established on the internet.
Mm-hmm. I talk to people who have been in this business for a while, and you know it's very interesting to me. They're like, "Well, I use A, B, and C." I'm like, "Well, what about this, 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 and this?" And they're like, "Oh,
mm-hmm.
I didn't."
Well, let's list them: Zillow, Trulia, Craigslist, eBay. Potentially eBay.
Your own website.
LandWatch, Land and Farm, EagleStar.net. If you're a platinum buyer or if you're a pro member and you have data to doorstep, send it to me or our staff and we'll get it on the, mm-hmm. you know, the Wednesday. We call it the Wednesday Hum Special, but you're automatically part of the Platinum Sellers Club and thousands of people get an mm-hmm. email with a list of property every week.
Yeah.
That sells the heck out of it.
Totally. That's really good.
So half of it's acquisitions, the other half is sales. If you do a great job on the first part of it, the second, and you do a machine-like, you know, you have a machine-like execution of the second part, which should take you maybe 10 minutes once you get good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Sell it.
You're right. You're right. Because once you spend the time and make the posting look great, it's no big deal to copy and paste that everywhere.
Right.
You know, you have your photos, everything all done. You know, it's silly not to put it everywhere.
It's funny, but both of us, I can tell, have lack of words for this topic.
We do.
Because it's so simple.
It does. It seem, you know what? That's a good point. Thank you, Jack. It does. It seems simple, but people forget things. They're like, well, I put it on Craigslist. I'm like, okay, what else? Well, I put it on Craigslist.
I see that all
like,
the time.
What the heck? Well, then
I posted it on Craigslist and it's like, not selling. Well, there's 19 other places.
Right. Exactly. And like we made it, it was kind of cute. It was funny that day. You know, you're right. You need a checklist of not only where you're putting it, but what's in your posting. And you know what? And keep a consistent template. You know, put in your phone number, your email address, you know, have a template about every little property.
Yeah.
You know, make it easy on yourself. And then every property you have, you just make sure you fill in all those things. And you know what? You'll go, oh, I need to be sure and add a thing about taxes because I wasn't saying that in my other postings and I get a lot of questions. So now going forward, you'll address, you know, whatever the taxes are, if there are any, you know,
yep.
Yay or nay. And is there an HOA or not an HOA? You know, you'll figure out as you go on, oh, I need to put that in each posting and you'll grow it. And that's what you do. And then just be consistent. Make it easy. Like you always say, Jack, you're good at that, Jack. I got to tell you.
Making it easy.
Well, you're good at having a process.
Taking the easy way out.
Yeah, that too. No, but you're really good at
laughing on the outside and crying on the inside.
So silly. you're really good at setting up a system, and then it's a no-brainer. Then there's no, because you know why? You don't want to talk about it. You don't want to feel it. It's just a system.
No, that's the root of putting these systems together. Like, I have a system about when I wash my car.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want to think about it ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're right.
Exactly. That's good.
This is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000-plus deal experience. And usually it doesn't even take 2 minutes. Please, at the beginning of your career, get a phone number and an address that will never go away. I see a lot of people make this mistake. I personally made this mistake, and I can't say it enough. And it costs money, so that's why I think some people don't do it. But you need to get not your cell phone number. You need to get a phone number and an address, like a UPS or, not a P.O. box, but a UPS store or like a parcel store. And get a permanent address, because you're going to get tax bills and you're going to get returned mailers, accepted offers for years and years and years to come. Jill and I do deals from offers we sent out from 2004, 5, and 6, 10 plus mm-hmm. years ago, and our phone numbers never changed. And we get phone calls on these numbers from years and years and years ago. So you want to make sure that if you're going to, you want to capitalize on your work. Mm-hmm. You're sending these offers out because you want people to send them back. You want to give them the right amount of time. Heirs and people when people pass away, the kids find these letters that we've sent from years ago, and they immediately call us so they can check it off their list. So it's super important.
I wonder what's cool about that. I wonder how many times they get, if they have any other letters, who's gone. They didn't mm-hmm. do that. And we are the lucky recipients because they didn't do that.
Right.
I have to ask Jack, gee, is this really pertinent because of what's going on in our little world right now?
But this is an appropriate time to describe. Go ahead, Jill.
This is really, really, really
funny.
We're
getting kicked out of our office space.
Right.
This is actually a real estate situation.
This is hilarious. So
we have and have had our offices in an office share for 10 plus years, actually more than that, on and off. And someone purchased this building. So we're in an office share thing with about 20 other people. And, it's an executive office. It's owned by a local person here. And somebody bought the huge building that we're in.
The whole corner.
And essentially just gave us notice. I mean, I'm sure it's not legal. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we can do about it. But I have multiple companies to run, so I'm not going to pursue it. But we have like 2 days to get out.
Oh, it's hilarious.
We're literally moving after this show.
It is so funny how we're just like, we're not going to, we could ride it out a little bit longer. But we're like, you know what? We're out of here. We're going to jump ship. We don't need this right now.
Right.
But what's great is because I'm looking around and I'm like, gosh, I feel bad for other people who are not set up like we are. Like their mail comes here. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
And Jill, it probably came here for 20 years because that's how long, place, has been going. So, and I feel bad, 20, and they're probably scrambling going, what do I do right now?
Right.
And we're like, well, okay, all we got to do is move our computers over here. And we found even better, and always things happen for a reason.
All of our phone numbers are forwarded through Vonage. Mm-hmm. We actually own our numbers now. And Jill, I mean, we could pick up and do this in Alaska in about 30 minutes.
Exactly. Just wherever. Moving our equipment. No one knows. Our mail doesn't change. It's all really good. Thank goodness.
You know what I noticed about this whole situation is that like I said, there's about 20 people, other tenants in here. We're one of maybe 20. We have multiple offices and, we got to
take up like a third of it.
We all got a letter under our door a couple days ago. It says you got to be out by Friday. And what I noticed is that it's just amazing how people react.
Right.
The major reaction was running around screaming. And Jill and I, and about 4 hours later, had
a new place.
Not only, and we cut our rent in about half.
Yeah.
Half seems to be the theme in our lives. Jill went, there's another place across the street, and she went and got it for half.
Exactly. And I like it better.
So you turned a tragic thing into a positive thing. Yeah. Everybody's still running around going nuts. And we're done. We're ready to move.
Isn't that funny? Well, some people are running around, I think. I see that, and I see some people that don't get it.
Yeah.
Like they're walking around like business as usual. I'm like, you don't even know what's coming.
I know, I saw that
Are you not paying attention?
I know.
Have you noticed there's some changes coming?
They're systematically turning the internet off and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. It is so funny. Yeah, you and I are like, you know what? I just realized my inspiration is going to tie into this. So
awesome.
Tell me when you're ready, I'm going to add to it.
If you have a question or if you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. We own that phone phone number two.
Yes.
Jill, inspire us.
Okay, so my inspiration is sometimes you only need to be relentless to succeed. You like that? And it ties into this because you and I are like, some people, this might sink their ship. You know, if they would say, oh, I'm done. Oh, gosh, what am I going to do now? You know, no, just.
We were talking about this earlier on a completely unrelated topic. There's some people in our lives who adamantly resist change. And I love change. I don't know. I thrive on it for some reason.
It's exciting.
Yeah, that's what I think. I always look at it as an opportunity. Like, you know, I wouldn't see like bankruptcy as a welcome change, but even then you could make a good thing out of that. You
know? I know people that have used that as a positive thing.
Sure.
Shoot, Dave Ramsey brags about it almost.
It's a
like we've been there, done
button.
That, you know? So, But I like that. Sometimes you and I are relentless, and I think that has helped us a lot. I know that there's a lot of people, you know, years ago that were doing similar things that we did, just in investment businesses, and things happened, and they just said, "Oh, I'm out."
It.
They're like, "I'm done,"
yeah.
And they just closed up. I'm like, "What the heck?" You know, or even little things along the way. Remember Jack when we used to do PayPal for real estate, and PayPal said, "Nope, you can't." And then people went, "Oh, well, then what am I going to do?"
We found Stripe.
Like, so what?
And that was the greatest thing ever.
Right? There's going to be other things. Figure it out.
Right.
You know, don't. And I tell people this too. Don't get hung up on it. It should be a speed bump. It shouldn't sink the ship. You know, and you know, people are little things happen right now and other things, and I'm like, all right, come on. This is what's gonna keep you from everybody else. You're gonna do better than everybody else because you're not gonna let this slow you down.
It is inspirational, Jill. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Hey, get there first. Good show, Jill.
Thank you.
I'm glad we're moving.
Yeah, I won't miss this construction going on around here. Maybe that's... What would happen next? We'd come in and our office doors would have like construction zone tapes on it and hard hat required over the doorway or something. Yeah. That's really funny.
Commercial real estate people can... They're not afraid to show their muscle for some reason. Mm-mm. I'm not sure why. I was in commercial real estate for a while, early in my career.
Yeah.
Buying and selling nursing homes and hospitals and stuff. And there's just like a Donald Trump type ego. I'm not sure why. But I guess people who own real estate are full of self-confidence. I'm not sure. Actually, I am sure because I own a ton of real estate. And I guess I don't lack self-confidence. Somebody told me that recently. Boy, you sure don't lack self-confidence, Jack.
I have another example.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. You know what I appreciate?
I think they meant it as an insult, but I don't care.
I appreciate that we have 1 foot out the door here, more than 1 foot out the door. And so you chose to park in the building owner's parking spot today.
I did do that. That's exact. That's how I roll.
I'm like, that rocks. I'm like, yeah, what are they going to do?
They'll tell me. You know, if they told me, I'd make I made
hilarious.
My point.
Hilarious. I think you should park there.
Exactly what I did.
That made me feel... That actually... This is how good we are together. Some people would like panic. No, I'm like, that may be just warm and fuzzy inside. Like, yeah, take that.
You're still the girl for me, Jill.
Thank you.
Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.